Get promos and discounts from Filipino startups. Check out our partners at the description.
Welcome sa first ever in-person podcast ng Startup Podcast PH. At dito tayo ngayon sa office / co-working space ng Upscale Innovation Hub. And i-interview natin ang startups sa kanilang latest cohort. So ang first na kasama natin is Aklatan. And we have its co-founders Alfred Abanto and Elin Chua. Hello, hello, hello. Kamusta? Kamusta?
Hello.
Hello. Morning.
Yan, magandang umaga. Ano. So I'm very excited to learn more about Aklatan. Actually, nung recent demo day ng Upscale, andun ako and I saw Alfred pitch. Mm-hmm. No? So yeah. Actually, nakita ko. Ang ganda actually nung parang advocacy and mission nitong si Aklatan. So, but I'll have you do the intro and I'll have you explain really sa ating mga listeners ano nga ba ang Aklatan. So ano nga ba ang Aklatan?
Okay, so lapit ako. So hi. So yung Aklatan, the one of my favorite ways of explaining what it is, especially for people who don't know what speech pathology is and AAC, is if you remember si Stephen Hawking, yung sikat na physicist, the black hole guy. So he uses speech generating equipment to communicate. And that speech generating equipment to communicate, yung wheelchair niya, actually falls under what you call augmentative and alternative communication. And it's yung umbrella ng term na yun, it encompasses a lot of things. So hindi lang yung complex na wheelchair niya, yung computer in his wheelchair. It also encompasses as simple as a piece of paper with words and symbols on it that you can point at. And also ngayon sikat sa Philippines yung AAC devices that come in the form of tablet. So Aklatan ay isang app that is runs on a Android tablet that achieves that functionality.
Oh, actually, I'm learning a lot here. First of all, AAC pala. Ang spelling ng Aklatan, by the way, is hindi lang siya Aklatan, like Aklat as in the book, no? It's AAC, Latan. So may play of words din dito.
Shout out kay Dan. Siya yung creative name.
Oh, I see. Pero you mentioned, ano, yung parang, puntahan natin yung parang problem na inyong solve. You mentioned nga yung parang disability ni Stephen Hawking. So, can you tell parang ano ba yung situation nito like in the Philippines, kasi we're a Philippine startup. So ano ba yung situation nito sa Philippines and why do you really want to solve it? Maybe Professor Elin, no, since you're a speech professor, so maybe you can explain more to this then.
Yeah, so sa Philippines kasi yung mga speech therapists dito, ginagamit naman nila yung mga may existing AAC apps naman kasi na that are in English ganun. So ginagamit nila yun for their work. Dahil wala nang other options, kumbaga. Yun lang, yung problem kasi is minsan may mga clients, syempre, na hindi naman nag-i-English or kung mag-English man, hindi yun yung main language nila, di ba? So, ang hirap naman na ang papagamit mo na language ay yung hindi nila ginagamit sa bahay. Mahirap din mag-connect with family and friends, parang ganun. So, matagal na rin talaga naming dream yun, kaming mga speech therapists in the Philippines, na bakit wala pa rin tayo? Eh, yung ibang bansa, as in kahit ano bang example, kunwari sa Croatia, meron na sila, ganun. Ang Taiwan, marami silang sailing apps, Korea meron din, Japan meron din, ganyan. So parang super tagal na wala pa rin. So ang ginagawa na lang namin to make do, yung mga English na apps, pagtsatsagaan namin, tapos kailangan namin mano-manong gumawa ng mga, tinatawag na yung mga page sets. Kumbaga, isa siyang page na merong mga words na nandun na ikaw yung magde-design. Kasi nga wala eh. Parang ganun. So, yun, make do with the English ones and then edit-edit na lang para gawing Tagalog, ganyan. Yung minsan lang na-challenge din, may mga apps kasi na yung text-to-speech nila, syempre English din. So, pag nag-Tagalog siya, yung parang may American accent na, nangyari, kain ako, gano'n. So, medyo, di ba parang ang hirap naman mag-communicate ka, tapos ang dami ng mga gano'ng hindi fit dun sa community mo, ganyan. So, yun. Tapos yung isa pang kaakibat din na problem na nabanggit ko na rin briefly ay, dahil nga mano-mano namin ine-edit, di ba, yung mga pages. Naubos na yung oras namin kasi yung dami rin namin kailangan gawin. Parang, syempre 1 hour kasi usually ang speech therapy sessions. So, may mga times na, kunyari talagang kailangan ma-edit siya, may portion ng session na nauuwi tuloy na i-edit lang yung pages. So, syempre sayang naman yung time. Kung hindi naman ganun, kunyari, kasi pinatry din namin na ma-maximize yung session time, ang mangyayari naman, pag-uwi namin sa bahay, nag-edit-edit kami ng mga pages na to, ganun. So, sobrang time-consuming talaga. Kaya yun yung goal namin sana sa Aklatan na, aside from coming up with an AAC app that's fit for Filipinos, yun din sanang ano, medyo may mga parang mga pre-made na ng mga template na nandun yung Tagalog words. Tapos parang kung mag-edit man, konti na lang. Kasi syempre, di mo rin maiwasan na every person has their own vocabulary needs. Syempre, iba-iba yung gusto natin pag-usapan, ganyan. Yeah. Iba-iba yung pangangailangan. So, oh, mag-edit ka rin talaga. Pero kaysa naman yung from scratch talaga. So, yun. Yun yung hinahope naming kayang magawa.
Yeah, actually, that's a big thing, no? I mean, in the Philippines, madaming nagsasabi sa atin na we can use English. Of course, we know English. Pero iba pa rin kung actual na Filipino words yung like magagamit ng mga tao. Especially yung mga, yun nga, yung mga medyo nahihirapan in terms of speech. Medyo, actually, medyo related problem din ito like in AI models, in language models nowadays. Kasi puro English. Pero parang right now, we're trying to build our own models na talagang Tagalog, na talagang Filipino. Pero para mas maintindihan natin, ano, so... So paano nga ba nag-work si Aklatan? Paano nga ba siya nagagamit to help itong mga may speech problems?
Baka pwede nating ilabas.
Yan, baka pwede nating ma-demo ang Aklatan.
Pakita natin yung magandang splash.
Ang ganun
splash. Sayang naman yun.
May splash.
May splash din
na. Sige, ipakita natin sa camera yan.
Hindi na siya super jack.
So ito ang logo ng Aklatan. So it's an app, no? It's an app. It's a downloadable app, mobile app. Okay.
So well, actually yung Aklatan, isa siyang parang malaki siyang solution architecture. At ang app is malit lang na portion. Kasi nga malaki yung problem. Panggit. And we'll talk about that later siguro. Yung app is a small but key part of that solution. So, ito is yung bagong Beethoven. Yeah, so, should be out for... Yeah. So,
ayan.
If like... Yeah.
Oh, maririnig yan.
Yung panlarawan.
Ang ganda.
So this is ano to on device na text to speech to.
Saan nang galing pala yung audio na to, yung sounds na
ano,
yung...
generated may ano si in the recent years naggumawa si Google ng engine, text to speech engine na Filipino.
Ah, meron. Oh,
nakagulat nga.
Tsaka bilingual siya
Pag kaya mo ipag mag-English. Right now yung board na to is from Eileen's research. So based sa...
So yung board na to, parang yan yung mga parang common quote-unquote na words that Filipinos like use in a normal conversation. Sige nga, can you example nga parang maybe formulate a sentence or something? Meron ba tayong pwedeng i-example dyan?
Kasi sisilin yung ano, nakikita ko lang.
Gusto ko pa ko. Gusto ko pa ko.
Ang galing, ang galing, galing. So, right now, itong board siya, no? Pero, possible naman i-extend like yung words or and possible ba like na mag-type ng letters or...
Yun yung isa sa features that we're working on right now. Kasi, I'll let Eileen explain this, pero yung priority is to have yung button interface. And like, we want to talk about that.
Kasi syempre parang in chunks yung pag-develop ng feature. So, most basic AAC apps, meron na talagang keyboard. So, syempre at one point kailangan din namin yun ma-embed dito. Pero parang ngayon kasi gusto lang muna namin na mailagay dyan yung mga basic na mga page sets. Ganun. Ayun. Yun ba? Or may i-add?
Oo. Like, yung nabanggit in the early days, the old times, na... nabanggit na some the people who use this in therapy in the first place they won't be able to use a keyboard in the first
place. Oh yeah, medyo marami din kasi so meron namang some na kayang mag-type din pero siguro medyo mas marami nga siguro yung hirap din sa spelling ganun. Yeah, but it has to be there for those who can spell ganun.
Actually, come to think of it, I mean, siguro, kasi kay Stephen Hawking nga, ano, nag-type siya, diba? May mabubuo yung sentence. Tama, lalo na English yun. So, medyo buo na yung mga text-to-speech models ng English. So, medyo kaya siya. Pero, I mean, wala namang mali sa ganito. And actually, maganda nga siya kasi mas madali nga siya kung gusto mo na mismo yung sentence or yung word. Mas madali siyang pindutin na lang, diba? So, speaking of this app, can you tell some stories lang paano siya ginawa? Ay, paano siya, like, did you build it from scratch? How did you, like, program it? How did you make it? So, maybe, Alfred, maybe.
So, built siya from scratch. And then, okay, so yung background ko is in embedded systems. So, electronics na board. Gumagawa akong board noon or nagpo-program ako ng malapit sa hardware. So, ito yung app is parang nilearn ko lang talaga siya just so that we build a solution. So, okay naman siya. Not right now, when you want to develop an app, there's a lot of tools. place to help you. Tapos, you do have a lot of examples. Kinabanggit, marami ng AAC apps na, okay, it's straightforward enough to copy, or to implement your own version. So, we implemented this kasi nagkaroon ako ng friend na SLP rin. And then, she introduced me to the concept ng AAC. And then, I wondered bakit wala pa yung solution na to for Philippines. Kasi, bakit? Parang ang straightforward naman yan. I mean, at that time, na doon yung TikTok, see. You'll see the filters na, you'll see yung filters na may Tagalog text-to-speech, right? Bakit wala pa? So, it was easy enough to make the app. Pero, lo and behold, parang, oh, it's such a big problem pala. Especially when I got to meet Aline. And then, we talked about it. And I'm like, okay, I have severely underestimated the scope of the problem. I mean,
yeah.
SLPs will know best, better. Yeah. So, the app was easy naman to build. The problem is bigger than the app.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I think kaya rin larger yung problem. Sige, maybe, actually, narinig ko to nung demo day. Pero parang, how do you imagine the app to be used? I mean, is it to be consumed directly by the person who needs it or by as an assistant to speech therapist? So, paano niya ba na-imagine na magagamit itong si
yung
Aklatan?
AAC app. So, kasi parang yung AAC, technically, under siya ng umbrella, at least for yung mga high-tech, under siya ng umbrella na tinatawag namin assistive technology. So, yung assistive technology, parang any form of technology siya that helps people participate better in their daily activities. So, kasama dun yung, kunwari, wheelchairs, hearing aids, ganun. Actually, kahit glasses, din, ganyan. Lahat ng nag-a-assist sa ating mga basic functions in a way. So, speaking is one of those functions, ganun. Kung hirap sa pagsasalita mismo, para siyang aid, ganun. Kagaya ng how a hearing aid aids in hearing,
speech
ganun.
Aid.
Parang speech aid, basically. Actually, yun yung pangalan na AAC nung unang panahon, ng mga 60s, 70s. Yung iba tawag sa kanya, speech aid, communication aid, ganun pa siya noon, ganun. Hanggang sa naglumawak na kasi yung scope niya, kaya ngayon, ano na siya, augmentative and alternative, kasi parang pwede siyang maging kapalit, alternative, kung talagang wala talaga ng natitirang speech abilities. Pero pwede rin to augment lang or to supplement lang. So, the way we imagine this being used is tipong, alam niyo yung the people just go about their daily lives tapos pag kailangan nila mag-communicate, ito yung aid nila. So, either ito na primarily or nagsasalita pa rin naman pero ito yung parang to aid in case may mga miscommunication, parang ganon. Ayun, tapos kasi parang sa practice namin, madalas yung parang route bago siya makarating dun sa clients namin ay yung mga SLPs ina-evaluate sila tapos parang tinitignan kung ano yung mga bagay na parang kasi maraming ang apps available so ina-evaluate namin to know what their needs are tapos hahanap kami ng app na merong mga features na kayang maibigay sa kanila yun ganon so syempre yung kami naman kahit sobrang proud kami rin sa Aklatan alam namin na it's just one of the many solutions for our clients ganon so in the future na imagine namin na kapag merong client kunwari primarily Tagalog talaga yung salita niya tapos kunwari yung hopefully yung features naman namin ngayon kasi konti pa pero marami kaming plans so kung naman yung mga features na yun, especially yung mga customizability related ones, kasi di ba kailangan individualize. So, kapag ka na in place na yun, hinuhope namin na makita naman ng mga SLPs na isa siyang viable option na pwedeng i-consider. Tapos, ang mangyari kasi niyan, itatrial nila yung mga candidates, kumbaga. So, try nila yung app 1, app 2, app 3. Tapos, parang titignan ko ano yung pinaka bagay dun sa parang pamumuhay ng tao. Parang ganun siya.
I see. You want to talk about like did but you talked about the clients. What are these clients? What are they like?
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
So, medyo malawak kasi yung spectrum nun eh. Meron kami ibang clients na nakakasalita naman sila actually, pero may mga times na hindi mo lang sila maintindihan. So, yung mga ganong clients, they keep on using their speech abilities anyway, ganyan, but then they use the yung mga AAC strategies just to complement ganon their speech. So, kunwari, magsasalita sila. Kunwari, gusto ko. Tapos, habang sinasabi nila yung pinapoint nila. Or parang, kunwari, magsasalita sila. Tapos, parang di na-get. So, saka sila mag-AAC. Pwedeng ganon. Yun yung medyo nasa dulo ng spectrum na parang they use this every once in a while. Meron din kami iba na kung hindi naman speech ang problem. Kunwari, merong iba na nasa stroke na ang effect ay nahirapan silang maalala yung salita para sa konseptong iniisip nila. Kasi paalam yung parang nasa dulo ng dila mo yung salita, ganun. So, merong ibang na-stroke na yun yung effect. So, merong mga ibang kaming clients na ginagamit nila yung AAC for very specific needs. Kunyari, parang pagpupunta sila sa bangko, tapos alam nila na may chance na magkaroon sila ng nasa dulo ng dila moment para maiwasan yun kasi may mga nakapila rin siya pa sa likod, ganun. Pinaprepare nila yung words nila dun sa AAC system. Tapos, parang ready na siya, ganun. Parang just to assist them in carrying out the task, ganyan. So, yun yung mga nasa dulo. Tapos, at the other end of the spectrum, meron naman kami nung, as in totally, hindi talaga sila makasalita. Yung iba, hindi nga rin nakakaintindi. So, kailangan namin maghanap ng parang way to make the system somewhat simple. So, kunyari, konti lang yung words na nandyan, yung mga drawing, pwedeng actual photograph, ganun, kasi pwede siyang gawing ganun. Tapos, parang, madalas magagamit lang nila yung system for basic, ano, communicative purposes such as requesting for needs lang. Kunyari, pag gusto kumain, gustong uminom, ganun, mga very basic. So, yun yung parang range. Kaya sobrang malawak din talaga yung, ano, yung clientele nito. Eh, tapos, para mas may idea yung mga tao, parang kasama rin sa possible clients namin na pwedeng mag-benefit from AAC strategies yung mga taong may autism. Kasi medyo marami na rin in the Philippines na mga efforts, diba, to make people more aware. Ganyan. Kasi parang tumataas na rin kasi talaga yung prevalence. So, yun, pwede sila. Yung mga hirap sa speech, ganun, pwede silang gumamit ng AAC. Tapos, meron ding iba na ang issue nila is more of yung mismong pagbigkas. Kunwari, yung mga muscles ng bibig nila medyo mahina or hirap silang galawin, ganyan. So, kunwari, yung mga, ano, taong may CP, cerebral palsy, ganun, kahit na kaya nila, di ba, mag-form ng sentence or magsalita, hindi clear yung speech nila. Yeah. So, pwede to assist them, ganun.
Yeah.
Tapos, yung mga medyo common cases. Pero sa adults, yun yung mga na-stroke nga, merong iba na baka merong may Parkinson's or yung mga medyo mas later stage na na-dementia, ganun, pwede rin.
I have like, parang only after did I start with Aklata, did I really think about the people who I've come across in my life or the people in my life could have used this. Meron akong dito na na-stroke, could have used it. And then, for a long time, I know this guy sa community namin. He helps with the choir sa church. Where may cerebral palsy siya.
Okay.
I told you about this before. And then, he can communicate. It's very people close to him. They can understand. Kasi nasa sila. Tama. Pero people who are new, they can't.
Yun nga.
So, inisip ko, parang, pwede pala saan sa kanya. And in fact, I saw a stand-up comedian na may cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
I forgot
his name. Got Talent.
Sikat nga
siya. He uses two phones nga. If one fails, he has an AAC. So, may time na parang nag-bug out yung fail, yung AAC niya. So, he switched to another phone. And he has his jokes there. Ang galing. Parang, there's so many people that could use it na hindi ko naisip until I heard about it.
Yeah, actually, kung pwede lang ako mag-side comment, parang naisip ko, nice nga na buti binigyan na kami ng opportunity kasi parang a way din to make people more aware about AAC strategies. Kasi parang, pag inisip mo, di ba kunyari sa atin, sobrang parang basic knowledge na kapag hirap kang makakita, hindi kumuha ka na salamin. Kapag hirap kang makarinig, parang ganun ang bilis. Pero hindi agad naiisip na paano pag hirap ko magsalita. Parang wala na, ganun. Sayang kasi, parang ang daming pwedeng matulungan, ganun.
Yeah, actually, now that you said it nga, no, parang naisip ko rin na ang dami ko pala kakilala in real life na could have used this app to improve yung daily living, yung daily life. Ano. Siguro nga, ang Pilipinas din, ano, na dapat maging mas, ano tayo, parang mas accepting pa sa inclusivity na if someone has a disability, parang hindi siya dapat maging parang disability. Gagawa tayo ng technology to make society more okay for everyone, right? And I think ayun nga ang ginagawa ninyo sa Aklatan. Pero here's another question, ano? Kasi you're parang building din a Filipino, talagang Filipino vocab na AAC. So, do you imagine this like being used like in all parts of the country? Kasi we have to admit na the Filipinos can use English, pero I mean, in my experience, like when you go to other parts of the country, hindi naman hindi naman lahat nakapag-English talaga
oh,
na
oh,
in a
naman,
very
oh.
in a very straightforward English.
Oh.
So what do you think about that? I mean, do you plan this like to be of use sa buong Pilipinas? And yeah, and with the Filipino language.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah, parang kasi sa ngayon, 'di ba, Filipino words pa lang yung mga meron kami. And parang isin namin, siguro nice starting point din. Kasi at least based on stats, parang yung Tagalog talaga yung pinaka sinasalita na language sa bansa. Pero parang, ewan kung, nasha-share ko din naman kay AJ paminsan na, syempre hope ko din na one day, kahit for the other Philippine languages, magawan din namin ang page sets,
Cebuano,
ganun.
Oo,
kasi ang hirap talaga, parang language is such a, parang big part of your identity. So, aside pa pala from it being a part of your identity, parang alam mo yung feeling na pag nakakasalita ka gamit ng first language mo talaga, it feels so freeing, ganun. So,
you're at home,
ganun. Tsaka pwede kang mag-connect authentically with the people in the community. Yeah. So, kunyari, pas kunyari lang sa mapunta ka sa area na Cebuano yung primary language, tapos parang magsalita ka ng Tagalog, medyo magigets ka naman nila, pero parang iba pa rin kasi, ganun.
Yeah.
So, parang, hope ko talaga one day, ano, mangyari yun. Para din we get to, parang, para mas, paano ba explain, para mas pangalagaan din natin yung mga languages,
yeah,
ganun.
Exactly.
Ayun.
Yeah, to add on that, parang, kung pagpapalain, gagawin namin.
Yeah.
We want na maging, you know, parang maging daan to na mabukas yung door towards the other languages.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Kasi, siyempre yung we're not ano yung basis na lang ano bakit Tagalog muna kasi well yun yung kaya namin gawin ngayon.
Oo, yun nga.
Kung mabibigyan pa kami ng resources or ma-deliver namin which we will, we were determined na ma-deliver namin to. Bubuksan, gusto namin buksan yung daan pupunta. Yung tanong lang talaga is how long will it take us? And how much will it take us?
Yeah. But that's true. So inclusivity ano, and accessibility. So yeah, speaking of that, ano, so pag-usapan naman natin ang stories ni Aklatan.
Mm-hmm.
So medyo madami na nangyari sa inyong journey.
Uh-huh.
And recently, ayun, you've been part of Upscale. And recently, actually, I saw you sa mga bagong news. Sa, ano. So,
hindi pa natin na-share.
I think nakita ko na yung So, baka muna natin yung simula. So, paano kayo nag-jump into being a startup founder? So, maybe you can share like your background. So, yeah. So, paano nga ba nagyari itong startup? And paano nga ba kayo nag-meet?
Nag-meet. Okay. So, nag-start, well, for the first, so, engineer ako. And like, engineering background ko, ganun. And parang, my first run into speech therapy and AAC was I met my friend in Parañaque, si Bianca. Hi, Bianca. Tapos, the way I found out about AAC is I saw her lugging around 5 iPads. And I'm like, in a tote bag, what's with the 5 iPads? No? And then she showed me, and then yung mga AAC devices pala siya.
Oh.
And she said na she had to program them all for work. And I'm like, it's a weekend. Ganun. Parang, so she explained to me what AAC is. I watched her program it. And in-explain yung sa akin, sana may ganito for Philippines. Tapos ganito. Sana may ganito functionality. Yun yung first and ano ko. And parang, naano ako doon. Parang, wait, medyo straightforward lang yung magka-text sa speech na Tagalog. Sige, gawa ko app. Tapos, syempre, that time, iba pa yung mga language na alam ko, hindi pa ako marunong mag-upload program. So, natutunan ko. And then, eventually, kinunag kasi si Aline, sa prof ni Bianca. And then, kinunag niya ako. From then on, nag-start na kami mag-upload. You want to?
Oo,
like,
ano nga ba
your
time
perspective
na yun?
Naman.
Kasi parang, yun nga, tinanong ko ni Bianca na parang sabi niya, pwede ba raw gamitin ng friend niya yung output ng research ko. Yung research ko naman, kasi parang list of commonly used words lang siya.
Well, that's good, ah.
Ayun,
that's
so
good.
Parang sabi ko, oh, naman, sure, ganyan. Pero, hindi ko ma-explain, there was something about her message that made me think na mukhang dedicated yung taong nagtanong sa kanya. Hindi ko ma-explain, nagkakutob lang ako na parang mukha siyang dedicated. Ganun.
She's crazy.
Oo, sasabi ko, Piang, gagawa na rin lang siya niyan. Tutulungan ko na lang siya, ganyan.
Magagad pa yung research, di ba? I mean,
Oo. Tapos yun ngayon na, share ko na rin kay AJ before na, before kasi neto, di ba nga, sobrang tagal na namin siyang dream. At tapos dahil nagtuturo ako, syempre parang, ano, paano ba ipapaliwanag? syempre tinuturo mo sa estudyante mo kung ano yung mga parang advances in the field, mga ganyan. So parang nakikita mo na all the advances, tapos parang ako parang wala pa rin. So every time na merong lumalapit sa akin na, kunyari mga college students na from other universities na gustong gumawa ng app, anything lang na closely related sa AC, minsan kahit hindi pa nga, tinatake ko talaga yung lahat ng opportunity kasi nag-hope ako na sana isa sa mga ito pagka-graduate nila, baka gusto nilang gumawa ng startup. Gawin nilang parang, ano, freely available for, kahit hindi mo freely, but like, it's accessible for everybody, paid man or free whatever. Para, of course, kailangan din i-consider sustainability. Pero, ayun, so, sa, antagal ko na, so sabi nga na dito sa behind the scenes, yung share aging na 10 years ago. Actually, tama ba 10? 11 years na ba yun?
Wow.
So, 11 years ago kasi, merong akong mga naka-work na computer science student sa, ito sa UPD. Tapos, gumawa sila actually ng AC app, pero super simple lang siya. Parang keyboard-based siya and then may prediction lang, ganun. Tapos, Tagalog siya. Yun. So, pangalan ng app na yung Tumpak. So, ewan ko, nasa na ngayon yung mga gumawa nun. Yung Tumpak people. Pero, parang, so, after Small World, ganun. So, tapos, after nun, ang dami ko na rin iba pang mga, parang nag-serve ako as a consultant, ganyan. Pero wala talagang, ano eh, nagtuloy after nilang graduate, ganyan. So, parang sabi ko, first time ko makarinig na merong isang hindi, kumbaga hindi siya for school requirements, nagagawa. At sabi ko, bakit naman may gagawa, no? Enough. Parang trip niya lang. So sabi ko, o di, parang sabi ko kay Bianca na baka pwedeng i-connect mo ko, gawin na lang namin together. Parang gano'n. Ayun.
Yeah, I want to hear your, ano nga, I mean, kasi, gaano pa ka, ano yung, ano na yan, yung like, yung want na yan, I mean, yung drive na yan to, kasi parang na-feel nga din ni Eileen, eh, ano?
She's crazy. Parang, sige, let me preface it by saying na, it's very seldom that you find opportunities like this to make an impactful solution.
Mm-hmm.
And as an engineer, like, at this point, I've been working 7 years na rin sa industry. It's so easy to just be an engineer and just work on solutions that make you money.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so hard to find the good projects that will not just make you money, pero like really leave your mark on the world, help your fellow tuma, kababayan mo, di ba? Ang hirap maghanap ng ganun. So, pag nakahanap ko ng opportunity ganun, na kaya ko to make an impactful opportunity. At hindi, yung sukat, yung barriers, hindi dami ng tao pera. Is, kung gagawin mo, gagawin ko yun.
Yeah.
Para,
very seldom ka lang makahanap ng ganun. So, kung makahanap ako ng gagawin. I mean, okay, tooting my own horn, ganun.
Yeah.
Pero yeah, kasi, I mean, yun, hindi naman sa dahil sa UP lang. Mm. Pero, ano na rin siya eh. Parang, that's what I'm proud of rin. Parang, being from it. And, syempre, parang, it's such a good solution.
Yeah.
It's very seldom na may tech that really supports people in the way that AAC supports people.
Yeah.
And, it's just a golden opportunity.
Yeah, actually, hindi lang naman pera ang nag-drive sa mga tao. Hindi lang naman profit, ano. I mean, it's really different to have a purpose-driven, like what you do. Like, it's a start. Of course, meron kayong model, revenue model to make it sustainable.
Yeah.
Of course, that's important kasi in order to serve more people, of course, you need to have like the resources, ano. Pero it's really different when you angle it na it's really focused towards helping people, especially you're dealing with a like, sa speech nga, ano?
Yeah.
Actually, parang, like, parang ano pa eh, parang, ayaw pa namin siyang going business. Like, parang, we started working on it. Wala lang, parang, on the weekends,
kikita
kami. In the week, ng gabi, at on free time. And then, we'll meet all that every 2 weeks, ganon. Tapos, dumating kami sa point na namamatay na yung laptop ko. Ay, need natin ang tablet to actually
test it.
Oh.
Kasi hindi na kaya ng laptop ko i-emulate yung tablet habang nag-code. So, may point na nahihirapan ako mag-code kasi wala na. So, nag-apply kami sa grant dito na ano, parang, ay, hi Sir Chicho. nag-apply kami sa grant na para may pang ano, pang support sa development kahit pang tablet lang. You know. Nagulat kami, nakuha kami.
Mm.
And from there, pinush nila kami na gawin nyo itong sustainable. Kasi maganda yung advocacy. And parang hard-headed ako. Gusto ko i-release ng open source to before. Yun yung original, open source anyone, eh, sige, ituloy niyo kung gusto.
Mm.
Pero dahil the problem is much bigger than I anticipated, parang, if you really believe in the advocacy, why will you stop here?
Mm.
And the problem, kasi, siyempre, pag nag-open source ka, sa'yo, he made this open source. Ganun. May street cred ka bilang developer. Para, so, hindi siya, ano, completely malinis, ganun, sa, ano, sa perspective ko rin naman as a developer. Pero, kung gusto mo talagang, you know, the long route, solve this problem, or work on, provide a solution to this problem, this you have to accept that this project is bigger than you. And you need the help of people.
Mm.
So, pinush nila kami mag-upscale and mag-startup, ganun. And thankfully, sobrang kabalo ko doon. Can we make this a startup? Ganun. And, you know, Dilin was for it. Di naman siya, hello, it's binubudol ako nito. Yeah, in the first place, she was very, working with me in the first place.
Kasi gets ko din naman, parang gusto ko rin siya maging sustainable.
Yeah.
Tapos, actually, hindi ko pa nakwento kay AJ. May time din kasi na, hindi ko maalala paano ba nangyari, pero may isa kasi yung kakilala na siya, yun, from Croatia siya. Tapos, siya, gumawa siya ng parang company nga. Tapos, parang, nakalimutan ko siya tinanong eh. Tapos, parang sabi niya, alam mo kami din, gusto rin naman namin na free. Pero, sa experience niya daw, hindi lang sa sarili niyang company, parang in the end talaga, you have to make it sustainable, ganun. So, yun.
Yes, I think at the end of the day, hindi man siya business, like a business na profit-oriented,
yeah.
But it's a business that's driven to serve more people.
Yeah.
Actually, singit ko lang din, yan yung dahilan kaya I'm starting this series na nag-i-interview tayo ng mga startups sa mga TBIs, sa mga incubators in different schools, in different universities sa Pilipinas. Right now, andito tayo sa Upscale Innovation Hub.
Yes.
It's the TBI here in UP, Diliman. So actually, I want to also visit other TBIs and interview yung mga startups nila kasi actually may mga hidden gems sa mga TBIs na to. Mga startups na may solve na very not really like a niche problem pero they're solving a specific problem that's maybe in their community in their place tapos ang dami tao matutulungan pero yun nga medyo kulang sa suporta pa. I mean of course there's the TBIs to support them but I think there should be like more mainstream support for these startups na talagang doing something for their communities.
You know, on that end, actually, parang sa nahirapan kami sa project. Originally, ang vision namin, we accepted na sustainability is a thing. Now, we were at the parang at the crossroads na sa kami, na magde-decision kami, tutuloy ba kami mag-startup, like, it's a whole thing, or mag-crowdfunding tayo. Now, yung crowdfunding original na sabi kasi sa amin, maraming may gustong mag-back ng ganitong project. And ako parang, okay, sige. Yun yung original plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yung isa sa blockers namin is walang, at that time, wala kami mahanap na crowdfunding site na reputable or as accessible dito sa Pilipinas.
Yeah.
Only recently lang na nakita. And even then, parang hindi pa rin siya ganun ka-accessible.
Yeah.
Like, nag-try kami mag-launch sa, nag-crowdfunding kami and we were able to get funding from there. Pero only from Filipinos in the Americas.
Oh.
Oo. So, sila yung naging daan para maka-fund kami before kami ma-award recently ng grant. Gano.
Yeah.
Parang, parang may barrier pa rin na hindi kami makapag-source ng tulong from, like, if sana merong gano'n na parang solid, you know, alam ko may mga nagsusubok magbukas ng crowdfunding dito sa Pilipinas. Pero, mahirap pa rin eh.
Yeah, I think naman in the situation right now, to be fair, parang may naman ng parang may yung mga nagsusupport din sa mga startups, sa mga, lalo sa mga Filipino startups, like from the government, even from the private sector, from private people. So,
kahit sa universities.
Universities, of course. So, patuloy lang natin itong ginagawa.
Yeah.
Patuloy na lang and yeah, salamat sa inyong ginagawa. Now, speaking na lang about upscale, so andito tayo guys sa upscale. So, kamusta ang inyong experience or ang inyong journey with as an incubatee ni Upscale. So, baka may stories there dyan.
Sige. Pero you have to also kwento kasi maganda yung kasi like yung exposure ko. I already know si Doc Season because in undergrad I took his technopreneurship.
Yeah.
I mean, and I took it. I just wanted to know how. I had no illusions or delusions of a startup. Since I work in corpo, I mean, I still do. Parang yun yung gusto kong like job, stable day job ko, corpo. Pero, yung, so pagdating ko dito, I kinda already know what's the happenings, what's it like. Kasi yung first job ko is with a startup that's also from upscale. Yeah. So right now I went back to that startup and ano, I'm now their senior engineer. Ganun. So I kinda know how what upscale is like already. And it's been a great experience. The people here, they really want you to advance, the ano to advance. Parang yung ano nga namin, yung release date namin is end of this year. Natulak siya to this week.
Wow, nice.
Kasi release yung open beta dahil tinulak mo na. It's like, AJ, release it now no matter how embarrassed you are about it.
Actually, yeah.
You've been working on it for a year, almost 2 years. You release it now. Ganun. And I'm like, no. Pero they pushed us and we trust their, ano naman, their judgment. So far, the support, you want to talk about the support that they've been giving us or how you feel about it?
Kasi sa upscale, di ba, parang meron silang 6 months na training portion, ganun. So, natapos na kami dun. I forgot kung January ba or Feb. Parang mga lectures, ganyan, parang workshops, ganun. And then, for me, kasi nga yung perspective ko academic eh, so parang di ko naman naisip yung mga ganito. Pero after kong mapagdaanan yung lahat ng mga parang, essentially modular kasi siya. So after kong madaanan all the modules, parang mas meron ka lang na appreciation na ano pala, kahit pala nasa academe ka, okay din na iniisip mo yung kahahantungan nung research mo eventually. Kasi ang daming pwedeng application sana. Eh, kung tutusin, pwede ka naman tumigil dun sa pagtapos na yung research, just maybe work with somebody else. Pero it helps then if you have some background on how these things work. Yung parang technology transfer in a way, kaya siya commercialization, ganun. Tapos ano din, medyo related din sa upscale. Parang recently kasi meron yung, di ba, yung University Innovation Fellowship. So part din kasi ako nun. So parang I get more of that, yung training in tech transfer.
So much.
So parang ako, parang hala, ano ba itong, noong una kasi parang, my God, the words, yung mga marketing things, ganun, yung mga,
you mentioned your business.
Mga pricing, tapos intellectual property, basta super daming mga ganun. So parang hala, hindi ko to alam dati. Tapos parang nabobombard ako with, ano, okay din naman, parang, yun nga, you get to reflect on, parang tagal ko na rin nagtuturo at gumagawa ng research, pero hindi ko naiisip dati na after ko pala isulat yung paper, okay sana na meron siyang pupuntahan, gano'n. So, yun.
Like you mentioned na parang you have to attend almost the same workshop four times.
Oh, I mean, in a way, pero may konting difference. Ma-ask ko na rin kay Maggie na parang yung kasing sa University Innovation Fellowship, ang dahil academics yung kasama doon. Parang ano siya, medyo yung approach, parang medyo step by step siya na you start with your research at parang gano'n. Yung sa upscale kasi na training, medyo mas per module. Parang today, we will do ganito, value proposition, ganito.
Okay.
So, hindi siya ganun ka step by step. Yung amin kasi step by step. Yun.
Okay. So may big difference.
Oo, yun.
Interesting.
Yeah, pero actually you mentioned yung word na tech transfer and commercialization. Actually, yun yung magandang gawin nga for like academe-based na mga research na talaga may potential to be startups or like to be sustainable businesses. And most of all, most importantly, businesses na maaaring may matulungan na community. Ayun. So, going to our final part. So, ano nga ba talaga ang inyong vision? So, ano ba ang inyong future plans? Ano ba ang inyong gagawin pa for Aklatan? How do you plan to like maybe build the tech further or even like scale yung clientele or yung nakagamit na to? So, how do you plan to build this further?
Well, for the yung top priority namin is ma-release ang free version namin. So that has all the features na what you should expect from an AAC app na nandun out of the field based on yung criteria na sinet ni Eileen as she's our product owner. So, so yun yung free version. Yung version na yun, yun yung gusto namin ilabas talaga. Kasi that's the core of the whole point of the company naman eh. And then later on, ilabas na yung the versions that will sustain us, which is targeting the SLPs, yung speech therapists. That, yun yung, if you think about it as, di ba, may mga software na may free version, may pro version. So we have a pro version na dun yung parang features na mag yung na-mention na nung papadalin trabaho ng SOPs and parang we bring the value talaga and extend pa yung kaya ng kagawin ng AA, ng AAC app na aklatan. So yung immediate like short term, like the long itong we just received the grant na to build out a library of pictograms of like, so syempre each may words ka, may vocabulary mentioned, you have to based on the research ni Eileen and our actually our other si Bianca from Illinois who's also Filipino abroad, merong mga library of words tayo din kung words based on research. Now we have to draw every single vocabulary, like a pictogram for it, yung illustration. Now, we have, our goal is to create for this grant 300, at least, maliit lang yun compared to the libraries out there na 16,000. Mm. So, yun yung monumental task that's right in front of us right now. Now, after that, may mga long-term goals pa to create like what the SOPs call switches or so for example Stephen Hawking, the way he types is he uses a sensor.
Yes.
So the other people, the other AAC users that can't wala silang ano,
yes,
mag interact with the screen, they can use like bigger buttons or other sensors that we could create for that. Yun yung nabanggit ng isa pa namin consultant na si Abby, na maganda sana, it can be even as well. Anyways, parang yun yung malaking, as you can see, the free app is small part lang, but it's the building block for everything else. Malaking introductory.
Yeah.
And then, of course, yun na mention na, if given the opportunity, we want to pursue other Filipino languages.
Yes.
The question is, the resources. Yun yung, I mean, pero definitely in the next 2 years, those are the dev side, siyempre, acquire. We want this to be, you know, a norm sa clinics and sa schools. So yung free version is designed naman talaga to be free for the parents, the users. So we want it to be accessible to everyone. People use it, cannot. We see it out there. Yun yung
task. Eileen, do you have anything to add there?
Naman na mostly. Okay, naman. Kasi napag-usapan naman na namin yung mga roadmap.
Pero sige, invite natin ang ating mga, baka may nakakinig tayo na kailangan ng ganitong AAC app, isa mobile app. So, is it downloadable now? Or maybe you can invite them when it's... Invite them.
Okay, so right now, we are releasing the free version, open beta version pa lang ng free. Na nakita nyo right now, na dinemo ngayon. You can download it siguro by the end of this week. Kasi it's under review ng Google Play. So you have to provide, siyempre since AAC, a lot of people use it, may ranges ng ages. So it's under review. But you can go to our Facebook page, Aklatan, at you just type sa Facebook.
Lalagay natin dito yan.
Lalagay. Sa baba. Somewhere. and you can go there to get the most recent updates on it. So it's currently in review, should be out. I don't know when this is going to be posted. But it should be out soon. And if makita niyo yung post namin doon, you should just scan the QR code and then try out the app, the open beta. And then follow us on Facebook for more information release. What we can promise is that we will be definitely releasing the Tagalog Pictogram Library for everyone's use, not only the flat, not only for this app, but if you have an AAC app you'd like to use, you could use that.
And by the way, yung website and yung Facebook so can you spell it out to them?
Sige. So yung Facebook, you just search AACLATAN. So Aklatan on Facebook. So website, that is our website. So we don't have a landing page yet. So we are a very small group of creatives and SLPs and devs. But go to the website and if you want to support us rin sa crowdfunding, we still have our crowdfunding page up sa GoFundMe. You search Aklatan lang rin sa GoFundMe.
Ayun, so supportahan natin ang Aklatan. And ayun, maraming salamat for kayo ang unang in-person podcast ng Startup Podcast PH. And I'm very honored actually to have Aklatan. It's a very ramdam ko yung drive nga, yung passion niyo to solve a particular problem using technology. So maraming salamat for having this conversation, for having this podcast. And thank you din sa mga nakikinig. Salamat. Thank you very much to our 42 patrons. This episode is super powered by AskLexPH Academy, our official e-learning partner. Get certifications on Lean Six Sigma, project management, data science, and many more. One CFO, CFO services, bookkeeping and tax, and payroll processing for startups and small businesses. Twala, the next evolution of digital trust, privacy-focused digital experience for sharing identity information across Web2 and Web3 ecosystems. And Space PH, global co-working space, private office, and meeting rooms for startups, digital nomads, and freelancers. UBI Philippines, advocating universal basic income for Filipinos. Ignite Careers, career matching platform for Filipino talents and hiring companies in the outsourcing industry. Mamiki Super Pet App, the Philippines' first ever one-stop mobile app for pet products and services. Divico Technologies, IT solutions specializing in software development, blockchain smart contracts, digital wallets, and cybersecurity. DBuzz, Web3 microblogging app promoting freedom of speech and content ownership. Benjoy's Food Products, the home of premium bacon ends, Tapa, and Tocino. Looking for, buy and sell online with Sigurado Sellers. NutriCoach, the all-in-one productivity tool for dietitians and nutritionists. Spotify Team, podcast launch, production, editing, and management company helping increase podcasters' efficiency. Smile, consent-driven digital employment verification service to make smarter decisions faster. Mata Technologies, Philippines' premier provider of virtual tours and virtual maps for LGUs, real estate, tourism, and private businesses. ROC.ph, our creative marketing partner. Get unlimited digital marketing services monthly. This episode is powered by Contact RFID Business Cards, SiriusMD, Pocketworks, Founders Launchpad, Uplift Codecamp, Agile Data Solutions, Hustle PH, Board Prep, Zales, and Pareto Consulting. Please support the podcast through the links in the description.